Another issue on Capitol Hill this year is a Senate rule that, when seen in a favorable light, preserves the rights of minorities, and when seen in a negative light, permits obstructionists to paralyze the Republic. It is the filibuster. The late Senator Russell Long of Louisiana once spoke of the institution with the sort of reverence we might expect for, say, the First Amendment.
I hope it'll always be possible for any dedicated, conscientious senator, seeing something that is not in the long-term interest of the United States, to start out where he's overwhelmingly outnumbered, and by just force of explanation and force of logic, by just wearing away at the opposition, persuade them that they're wrong about it, and eventually persuade a majority to see the matter his way and prevail.
Well, now the Republican majority leader of the Senate is trying to make it easier to stop a filibuster. Senator Bill Frist of Tennessee is frustrated by Senate Democrats who have blocked votes on judicial nominees. With us to talk about this is James Thurber, director of the Center for Congressional and Presidential Studies at American University. And James Thurber, can you begin by telling us what it takes now to stop a filibuster, end debate on something, and what the change that Senator Frist is proposing would do?
The present rule under Rule 22 calls for 60 votes to stop the filibuster. It's called the cloture vote. Now, Senator Frist on nominations is saying that there should be a chance to reduce the number needed to stop unlimited debate. He would go from 60 to 57 on another vote and 54 on another vote, and if it wasn't attained then down to 51, which is a fairly radical change for the institution.
That would mean that whoever had a simple majority of the Senate could eventually stop debate.
Right, and the issue right now is that there are 48 Democrats that lack the votes to kill Bush's nominations, and the Republicans lack the 60 votes to stop the filibuster.
And in order to change it, in order to actually change the Senate rule to lower the threshold for ending debate, you would need the kind of majority that you at the moment don't have to end debate.
In fact, you would need 67 votes to stop a filibuster on a rule change. Most people think it's 60, it's 67. And so the Republicans have hinted that they may take another more nuclear option, as they're calling it, and that is call on the Senate's presiding officer, probably Dick Cheney, to make a constitutional point of order that would simply change the filibuster rule. If they do that, the comity of the institution, civility of the institution, and the extreme partisanship would go off the charts. It would not be very good for the institution, in my opinion.
Now, can you explain that nuclear option for us? You say Dick Cheney, as the presiding officer of the Senate, the vice president of the United States, could just say this filibuster is unconstitutional, or the rule the rule against cloture is unconstitutional?
The Senate's presiding officer, in this case it would be Vice President Dick Cheney, could simply rule from the chair that on nominations they do not need a cloture vote, 60 votes. This would be a radical change in the institution. The Democrats, of course, would oppose it. Then the Senate parliamentarian appointed by the Republicans would be asked for a ruling, and if the ruling went with the chair, then the Democrats would lose.
So what do you think is the actual likelihood of a change of these rules, satisfying the frustrated majority leader who'd like to see some action on judicial nominees that the Democrats are holding up?
I think the Republican efforts to change this rule is unlikely to succeed. If they indeed go the nuclear option, they're likely to succeed, but really create a very difficult situation between the two parties and for the body as a whole.
Well, James Thurber, thank you very much for talking with us today.
Thank you.
James Thurber is director of the Center for Congressional and Presidential Studies at American University in Washington, D.C.